The Future is Female is a three-volume set of recordings featuring pianist Sarah Cahill, who I'm speaking with on the phone from California. What inspired this ambitious project?
I wanted to educate myself about what women were writing in the 18th and 19th centuries, even the 17th century. I love classical music. I grew up playing classical music, but not playing any music by women, hearing the names Clara Schumann and Fanny Mendelssohn, but almost in a pitying way, like what difficult lives they had, but never really hearing any of their music. And I thought it was my purpose to really do research and find neglected keyboard music by women. And as I became more aware of who was writing, not only in Europe, I just felt a real need to highlight this music and bring it to life in performances and recordings.
I think some people who are mostly familiar with Bach, Beethoven, and Brahms will wonder if women composers from the past and even to the present can stand up to their male counterparts.
The thing is that no one can stand up to Bach and Beethoven. I mean, even the number of male composers that we hear over and over. Can Saint-Saëns stand up to them? Can Carl Czerny stand up to them? Can Nikolai Metner stand, or Borodin? Nothing against those composers, but why not listen to remarkable keyboard suites of Elisabeth Jacquet-Laguerre or Hélène de Montgeroux and her sonatas and etudes or Teresa Carreño? Just the list goes on.
Assembling this trilogy, did the choice of music come first or did the composers come first?
I started with a list of about 70 works which I play and I have in my repertoire, and that if each CD holds, say, 10 pieces, what really deserves to be recorded that hasn't been recorded before? And I wanted each album to give a sort of scope globally, musically, but also very important to me to include women of color and also new commissioned work. So each one has music that I commissioned over the past few years.
Have there been discoveries or surprises along this journey for you?
The sonatas of Hélène de Montgeroux from 1811, she wrote these pieces. And when you first look at the score, I think, oh my God, this is sort of if Haydn and Schubert had a baby together, this would be her. it's just, you look at the page and it's just so exciting and astonishing and, full of harmonic surprises. I love stories of these composers and even more love their music. It's been a real adventure.
Radio host, are there benefits to being a radio announcer?
Yes. You think of the radio audience and that you have listeners who know, you know, every Mozart concerto Kirchhoff number. And then you have listeners who might not have heard a Mozart piano concerto before, right? So you have to speak to everyone. And I think that's a very useful skill to develop, because that's certainly true at concerts as well.
It's been my pleasure to speak with pianist Sarah Kay Hill about her trilogy of recordings called The Future is Female. Well, thank you so much, Sarah. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you so much, Katie.